There's an interesting Rashi. The truth is, it's a Medrash. It's a Medrash Rabbah. It's a Medrash Tanchuma in the Parsha that says, "Ela Maaseh Bnei Yisrael, Mashal L'mad Avir Dome, L'Melech Sheh Bino Chole, Holichu L'Makom Acher L'Raposo, Kevan Shehu Chozrin Hizchilaviv Monikol L'Masos, V'Amr Lo Kan, Yashanu Kan, Hukarnu Kan, Chashashtas Roshecha, Kach Markash Baruch Hu L'Moshe." The Medrash says, it's a parable, it's a mashal, that when the Jews go through each one of these travels, one of the places along the way, all the different ma'asai, all the different steps along the way that the Jews go in the Midbar, so the Medrash says it's similar to, why is the repetition, why are we telling the Jews again? Hashem is telling them, just like a father, a king, would tell his son, you were sick and I took you along the way. First you went to here and you were sick there. Then the second place, the third place, the fourth place, all the different places. So this way the son should appreciate what the father does. And that's exactly where the Gur Aryeh spells it out. The Gur Aryeh believes that Hashem is insisting we be aware of this because Hashem loves us. Hashem cares for us. So too we should know Hashem loves us, and that's why He cares with us in such a sensitive way. He wants us to know the stages He's taken us through. He wants us to know each and every shlav along the way. And therefore, Klal Yisrael should recognize and appreciate how much Hashem loves us, appreciate what He has done for us, and therefore to serve Him properly in response. And there are two independent points that I think are important from this Gur Aryeh, at least his presentation of the Medrash. Point number one is that Hashem loves us, and far too often this point is, I guess, glanced over, is not appreciated. It's important to reason, to realize, to remember Hashem loves us. Hashem cares for us. Hashem chose us. Hashem created us. Perhaps the greatest love, perhaps, is a parent to a child. Dessler points out the word ahava comes from the word of love. The word ahava has the shorash of have to it. Have means to give. The more you give, the more you love someone. And that's why parents love children more than children and have the capability of loving their parents, because the parents give to their children more. Many of the Mefarshim point out that one of the reasons why Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Kivud Avim, for that matter, gave us parents, is to appreciate what it means to have someone who created you, who loves you, who cares for you, who raised you, who wants to see your success, who wants to encourage you to continue with tremendous values and pick up the right ideology to develop as a mensch, to grow in, successfully. That's what parents want from us, and one of the major reasons why there's alluded to in the Sefer Chinuch, as well as many others for him, that may be one of the reasons why Hashem gave us parents so we could understand what it means, like in a tangible way, that Hashem wants our success, that Hashem loves us, that Hashem cares for us. And point number one is just simply speaking that Hashem cares for us, Hashem loves us, and He wants us to succeed, He wants us to do well. The second element that the Gur Aryeh points to is, and he concludes with this Nakuda, is not just Stam we should know. That doesn't seem to be the end. It's not just Kach Hashem Yisbaruch Hayim Metapel Im Yisrael B'Shvil Ahava So Aleihem B'Shvil Kach Yisku Yisrael Tovos Sh'Asa Lehem V'Yabdu Oso B'Chol Leif. Ultimately, the reason why it's important, not why Hashem loves us, but important, but why it's important for us to know that Hashem loves us. In addition to the obvious, which is you should feel loved, you should feel positive, you should feel good, you should know it because it's true. Particularly here, the Gur Aryeh is pointing out a second element, which is the more we know Hashem loves us, the more we want to serve Him. The more we're aware of Hashem's love and care for us, the more we want to serve Him. And I think this is a fascinating point on two levels. The most simple level is when you appreciate something, you want to do a favor back. Hashem saved us, we should listen to His Torah. Hashem cared for us, we should say thank you. Hashem, took us through the Midbar and fed us and took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem did a tremendous amount for us. You know, you read Chumash, it's incredible what Hashem has done for us. And on the most basic level, a thank you and to appreciate and to recognize and to I guess, serve him properly because, out of hakaras hatov, out of gratitude, because he gave us, that is certainly in order. But perhaps there's a second level to this process of Hashem loving us and therefore us doing his mitzvos. It's not just the thank you. It's not just hakaras hatov. It certainly is a hakaras hatov. But it's more than that. The more one realizes he's beloved by Hashem, the more one feels good about themselves, the more one feels positive about themselves, the more one recognizes their own value, and for whatever reasons why we recognize our value often when other people recognize it in us. When someone said, hey, you did a good job, we're like, yeah, I am good. Hey, you're fantastic, you're right. The more people tell us these things, the more we recognize it, and what greater compliment could there be than from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who could be a better, bigger complimenter? Hashem loving us, Hashem believing in us, Hashem caring for us, Hashem wanting our success is not just, well, therefore I should say thank you, I do, I owe it to him. You know, you saved, you've given me so much, I owe it to you. It's more than just an owing it to them. It's an inspiration, it's a sense of motivation, it's a desire to give back, a desire to become great because Hashem believes in us, because Hashem loves us. And perhaps this Medrash, and the way the Gurariyeh saw it on his commentary on Rashi, who quoted the Medrash, perhaps there's a lot to learn. Number one, Hashem loves us. Number two is, because he does so much good to us, we should show appreciation, we should be makir tov and listen to him and serve him properly. But above and beyond that, perhaps we should feel great about ourselves because God feels great towards us. Perhaps we should feel confident and proud in who we are because Hashem loves us. And because we have this confidence, because we have this pride, because we have this self-worth, it facilitates further success and further avodas Hashem and further accomplishments. Perhaps these are some of the important ideas from this week's parsha we can pick up from this particular medrash. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.